This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Die onderhoud waarvan ons julle almal vertel het, Made David Single for a Season, 'n boek wat hy geskryf het. Now, first a bit background, a bit David. Now, he had a dream of getting married and having a family has not become a reality. Instead, he has decided to help singles to make the most out of their single season. Now, David has also been an innovative scientist holding a MSc in chemical engineering and a PhD in biology, and is known for excellent articles in peer-reviewed journals and entertaining talks of it's getting way too difficult. I'm just thinking, why on earth is this man single? That's the topic that we want to focus on. David is joining us on the line all the way from Cambodia. David, good morning from South Africa.
Good morning, Leomi. So excited to be here.
David, I made a joke with my co-presenter and said, David, he might not know it yet, but I'm sure his wife is in South Africa.
Amazing.
Oh, yes. So, David, you wrote a book, Single for a Season, and you want to cheer single people on how to be single, and you said it's a guide for Christian singles, a happy guide. Now, first I want to ask you, what is the story behind this book? What inspired it?
Well, I was serving as a community pastor back in Switzerland at my church, and I noticed that there were too many single desperate to find their soulmate.
Yeah.
And pretty much at the same time, I went to the Hillsong Conference in the UK in London, and Pastor Chris Hodges asked us, do you guys have a bucket list? And I said, no, actually, I don't. So I just went home from the conference. I started my bucket list. And on this list, I put, I want to write a book.
Yeah.
And you have to know something about me because I failed several writing assignments back in school. So I was a really bad writer. So to put this on my bucket list was quite a statement.
Yeah.
Nothing is impossible in life.
Yeah.
So the question came, well, what should I write about? I had just no idea. I felt not qualified to write a book. And then a few months later, I had this, I call it now a Holy Spirit moment, when it just dawned on me. It's like, David, you have to encourage singles.
Yeah.
And that's how everything started, because I was really passionate. I'm still passionate about helping singles thrive and making the most out of this season. Because the message I want to convey is that if you're single or not in a relationship right now, you're awesome. You are awesome. This is exactly what I noticed back in my church. There were so many awesome singles, and for whatever reason, they just did not find their soulmate.
Now, David, are you still currently single? Yeah.
I'm still currently single, correct, yes.
All right.
Life did not go as planned. I wanted to get married by age 30. It did not happen. I'm still not married, but I found the key to happiness, just being single.
That's great. Now, we want you to share some of those keys. But first, in line with what you answered, I'd like to ask, do you think life is easier for married folk or vice versa?
I would say it's different. It's different. And I want to encourage you and not to fall in this comparison trap. I think I have been there for way too long, just thinking that being married is awesome and it's so much better than where I'm at right now. And when I opened the Bible, I realized actually this is not true, because the Apostle Paul said, no, being single is a gift and being single is good.
Yeah.
So I would not say one or the other is easier or more complicated. What I would say is they are just different. And there are some things that are much easier when you're single. For instance, you're very flexible. I can travel.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I live now in Cambodia. When you are in a relationship, I think what is much easier is to make decisions, because you're two. I recently had actually a conversation with a good friend who is also single, and she said, it's sometimes so difficult to make major life decisions alone. So it's different. And I would say instead of comparing, just cherish the advantage in your current season. You can make so much out of this thing of season. And never buy into the lie that you are weird just because you have not met your princess or your prince charming. It's a lie. You are amazing as single. You're an amazing person. And that's the message I want to convey. And this is the reason I wrote this book, Single for a Season.
Now, in this book, you mention a few key action steps to change your life right now. Now, I want to combine that with the question and ask you, how do you stay content in the season of being single? Maybe you can share some of those action steps.
Yes, absolutely. One step I found really helpful because, well, you have to understand that I used to be very desperate. There was a time in my life I was just not, now I can laugh about it, but well, I was so desperate and I did not understand why I'm still single and why it just didn't work out. And I felt I was weird. I felt I made a lot of mistakes, and I just tried to find my soulmate as quickly as possible. But then I learned in this process, one major key is to be grateful for what I did have. And I made it a key habit now in my life. So I wired it in into my daily routine. Before going to bed every night, I identify three things I want to be grateful for. And then I make a short prayer saying, God, thank you so much for the sunrise or the great food or whatever it is. And just this little habit changes and a lot. And this helped me also in my singleness actually to see the advantages and the benefits I have despite the things I'm lacking. And the other key I'm sharing also in my book is you have to find your identity in God and not in your relationship status. And I think our society is so obsessed about if you're in a relationship or not, and especially in churches, I think it's even more pronounced. And if you're not married by the age of 30 or 35, people will start to be suspicious and start to question that. But we should base our identity in God and who God is. And what helped me understand is God is good, and he is still good, even though I have not found my life partner yet. But he is still good, and he makes a way. I don't know if I'm going to get married or not, but no matter the outcome, he is good. And there's this verse in Psalm 37, verse 4, so make God the utmost delight. And often we think, well, if we do that, then God will magically answer our prayers. Spoiler alert, it doesn't happen like that. It did not happen like that in my life. But what I felt, actually, he changed my heart. And this is so much more important. And he learned to live, actually, with this tension of still having this desire to meet someone, which is good, but to be really okay with my singleness. Not just something I'm kind of okay, and I say, actually, I'm okay, but in reality, I'm not okay with it, but I'm really okay with it. But I still have this desire to get married, but I will not, I don't put my entire hope in that anymore.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. If you only joined us now, it's about 13 minutes before 9 here in South Africa. I'm joined by David Brillman all the way from Cambodia. We're talking about his book, Single for a Season. David, I want to continue. What is your advice for single people or even people that has lost their partner who maybe was married?
Yeah, Leomi, that's a very good question. I would give you guys a few advice. First of all, don't do singleness alone. I think it's very tempting just to say, well, I'm fed up with it. I tried. Now, anyways, it's the pandemic. I cannot meet anyone. And actually, I'm fine with being alone. And, well, which is funny, in my life, I used to be very afraid of being alone. Now, since I spend a lot of time alone, I actually appreciate being alone. But I have to force myself to plug myself always into a community and not do singleness alone.
Yeah.
And I would also give you another advice. So first, face your identity, as I already said, in Christ, and never let your status define who you are or who you are supposed to be. And I used to have a season in my life when I just put my life on hold, thinking like when I find the person, I need to be flexible enough to start that relationship. Mm-hmm. And I put off my dreams. And this is a big mistake. Just live your life right now and make the most out of it. Go when everything will reopen, maybe travel or start a new job or move to somewhere else. And this is my story. I just put it on my heart to help people, unfavored people, get access to high quality education. And then 1.5 years ago, I moved to Cambodia. Mm. I could have waited in Switzerland, just thinking, well, in Switzerland, I have much more chance to meet the one, you know, my future wife. But no, I said, no, God, I'm available. I'm going to go to the other side of the world and going to serve you, and I'm going to trust you. And I think this is really the amazing advantage of your singleness. You have so much more time. You're so much more flexible. And very likely also you have more resources, for the financial resources, to make a difference and to live life to the fullest. Mm. And that's why Jesus came. He said, I have come to give you life in abundance. And that's my advice. Embrace your single season and embrace it for as long as it will last. It may be short, it may be much longer than you expected, but just say yes to that.
Now, we're in the middle of lockdown, you know. In South Africa, there's harder lockdown restrictions at this moment. You know, we're in the middle of a curve, as you know it. I want to ask you, do you have any creative advice for singles who would love to meet people but are currently in lockdown?
Yes, that's a very good question, and I wrestled with that also last year a lot. I'm not the virtual guy at all. So before lockdown and the pandemic, I really loved to hang out with people. And obviously, as we know, it's not always possible. So I started something really crazy at that time. I started to run a virtual hangout over Zoom. We are meeting. And now more than a year later, we are still meeting, and it does work. And to my surprise, actually, it works really, really well. So if this is something you want, I can also offer that as a Facebook group, so Single Influencer Community, and you can plug yourself into that, and I'd love to have you there.
Yeah.
But also what I would suggest, and I've done that too, is just be creative. Meet over the video camera. Have a drink together. Sometimes I meet with friends, and they say, let's have a drink together. And we are just having fun and have a real conversation as we would be in the same room. And actually, it works pretty well. And 2 weeks ago, I was in a work setting. We ran a virtual innovation workshop with the people from all over the world. And we did something really cool. It was a virtual cocktail hour, and that was really fun, and people connected. Yeah, so just to give you a few ideas, I think I would say leverage technology. Even if it's not natural to you, just use the technology, use the video, use whatever tool you have at your disposal right now, and be proactive and try something. And if it doesn't work, well, so what? It was an experience or an experiment, and then try something else.
That's great.
Yeah.
David,
just don't do it alone.
Yes, we've got a little bit of time left. I just want to ask you, there's a lot of people asking on our WhatsApp line, how can we purchase this book of yours, Single for a Season?
Yes. So Single for a Season will be available in all leading bookstores in South Africa shortly. And you can also order it directly from Lavender Moon in South Africa. If you don't want to wait, you can order it right away on Amazon. So on Amazon, it's available both in the paperback version and also the ebook. You can get that on Amazon.
Amazing. Just to end off, thank you so much for writing this book. Thank you for being obedient. And just to let you know, you can stop searching in Cambodia. I truly believe your wife is in South Africa.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
That's a word of knowledge. That's a word of knowledge if you're wanting confirmation. Hey.
That's great. Thank you.
Have you ever been to South Africa?
I've never been to South Africa, so I definitely should come.
No, man. You just told me you love traveling, so you can definitely come and visit. Please contact me personally. I have a flat for you available in the city of Cape Town. So please, you are welcome. The invitation is open.
Yeah. That's great. Thank you so much, Naomi.
Okay, David, lovely talking to you. Thank you so much for sharing your heart and inspiring all the singles here in South Africa. Lots of love there in Cambodia, all the way from Cape Town. Both me and my colleague, we love Asia. Mm. We love that part of the world. I've been there twice in that side. So, yeah, sending you a lot of love and enjoy the sun and the vitamin D.
Thank you so much. Have an awesome day. Bye-bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.